Good morning. This is Matt from the Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau with your outdoor report for the week of November 28th. Thanks to Steve Suman for preparing this report. I'm back after a three-week break for a hunting trip in Montana with my nephew. Thanks, John Myrie, for covering for me while I was gone. We had a great time, even though I ended up shooting an 8-point whitetail that I could have just as easily shot right here. The most amazing thing to me was the mountain grouse, or you'd call them blue grouse, that they have out there. Man, I stood in a clearing and shot four of them, one right after the other. Those things don't move unless you walk right up and kick them. We had a tasty grouse hot dish that night. As I record this on Tuesday morning, they're calling for half a foot of snow today and tonight. My wife, who has a long commute left this morning with her winter survival bag still on the garage floor. So please, make sure you're geared up for the winter with a small shovel, some warm outerwear, a first aid kit, a flashlight, and a couple of candy bars. Let's check with Jared at Hayward Bait, get some sage advice on ice, early season ice fishing. Jared says anglers are starting to make their way out onto the ice, and ice up varies widely from lake to lake. Jared says shorelines had a slim layer of ice that was then covered with snow, pushing water onto previous cracks, and that is the weakest ice. Ice that formed during the deer season opener formed well and could be 2 to 4 inches thick at this point. But wherever you decide to venture, be sure to wear a life jacket or a flotation suit and take a spud bar. The heavier, the better. The buddy system is best for early ice if something extreme happens. If you can't take a buddy, be sure to tell someone where you're going. They'll know where to find you should something happen in an area that few people frequent. Muskie season closes December 31st. Most waters have iced up, and it is not legal to target muskies from the ice. Thanks, Jarrett. Well, the Sawyer County deer harvest numbers aren't finalized yet for the 9-day gun season, which ended on November 27th. I'll give you those numbers next week. Upcoming deer seasons include muzzleloader season, which runs from November 28th through December 7th. The 4-day antlerless only deer hunt goes from December 8th through the 11th. And the antlerless only holiday hunt in select Zone 2 farmland counties is coming up in late December. The DNR encourages hunters to donate Wisconsin harvested deer to its deer donation program, which helps stock food pantries and supports residents in need throughout the state. The DNR partners with participating meat processors to distribute the venison. Since the program began in 2000, hunters have donated almost 100,000 deer. More than 3.8 million pounds of venison has been distributed to food pantries. You can help support the program through monetary donations when you're purchasing your hunting or fishing licenses or your Wisconsin State Park Pass. For information on donating a deer, search Deer Donation Program on the DNR's website. The DNR also encourages hunters to participate in their ongoing effort to monitor for chronic wasting disease. Excuse me. Testing for CWD is free, easy, and available to every hunter in the state. Check the map available on the DNR's website to see where testing is available near you. The DNR has added additional testing locations throughout the season. In addition, disposing of deer carcass waste in designated deer carcass dumpsters slows the spread of CWD by removing potentially infected deer waste from the landscape. For more information, search Slowing Spread of CWD on the DNR's website. All right, let's get to the fishing report. Walleye fishing is good. Best action's coming in the early morning and from early evening into after dark. Set up on weed edges, shallow or deep, but do so quietly, keeping noise to an absolute minimum. Walleye suckers and shiners on jigs and under tip-ups are working well. Northern pike action is good to very good around shallow weeds, weed edges, and panfish and baitfish concentrations. Walleye suckers, shiners, and even crappie minnows work well, whether you fish them on jigs or under tip-ups. Panfish anglers might accidentally hook a northern now and then, and that's all right. One good-sized northern makes a tasty pot of chowder. The crappie fishing's good on shallow weeds, weed lines, and weed edges, points, and transitions. Crappie minnows, waxies, plastics, and gulp baits on small jigs, teardrops, plain hooks, and small jigging spoons can all be effective. Bluegill and perch fishing is fair to good. Fish are primarily on weeds, weed edges, weed lines, points, and transitions. Waxies, spikes, plastics, and gulp baits on small jigs, teardrops, and plain hooks are working well. Here's some more upcoming events for you. Well, on November 29th, morning dove season closed. Full moon coming on December 7th. December 10th is your application deadline for bear and spring turkey season permits. Goose season closes in the northern zone on December 16th. Winter solstice coming up on December 21st. Shortest day of the year and first day of winter. On Christmas Day, period one, bobcat hunting and trapping season closes. But the following day, the 26th, period two, bobcat hunting and trapping season opens. Well, if you want to know more about area events and activities, go to haywardlakes.com or haywardareachamber.com and look at the calendar of events or call us at the office, 715-634-8662 for the Chamber of Commerce, 715-634-4801 for Hayward Lakes. I'm going to head out for some muzzleloader action this weekend, I think, but I recommend that you stay home. Why don't you take your loved ones to Hayward's Main Street on Saturday for some Christmas in Hayward activities. They've got the Ugly Sweater Run on Saturday morning. Registration's at 9 and the run is at 10. Go to 3rd and Main Street. Santa Claus is going to be at Angler's Bar from noon to 3. There'll be horse-drawn sleigh rides going on from noon to 3, starting at 2nd and Main Street. And there'll be a s'mores fire pit going on from noon to 4. At Angler's Bar and Grill Beer Garden. Sounds like fun. Check it out. Hey, have a good week.